This is Rocky Buchanan, chairman of the Universal Hip Hop Museum, bringing hip hop culture to the entire planet. And you're listening to the Hip Hop Digest.
For African Americans, it remained the worst of times. 858 blacks were lynched during the decade. Separate but unequal laws held them in virtual bondage in the South and helped drive thousands north to already dangerously crowded cities in search of a better life. The national pastime, too, had nothing to offer. Blacks were still barred from playing in organized white baseball.
Oh, baby, it's the Wolfman Jack Show.
Oh, sorry, that's the wrong intro.
Damn. Caught me out there, son.
Like, where are we?
1972.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
What's this, E Green? What's up, brothers?
What's good?
What's up, man? You know, I was watching American Graffiti and shit.
Oh,
that's shit. What it is.
Yeah, so that motherfucker's like, oh, baby, it's the Wolf Man.
That dude had a career.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. So, welcome back. I want to apologize to the listeners for the intermittent show. You know how it is. You know, niggas got jobs and shit. You know,
niggas ain't trying to hear that, B.
Niggas out here fiending for a show, nigga. Y'all niggas better get y'all shit together.
Niggas got jobs, man. Shit.
Job, nigga. Y'all better work on getting sponsorships, nigga.
Yeah, that would be nice. That'd be nice. Make it happen.
All right. So anyway, it's going to be pretty much a pedestrian show. I don't see too much controversy. I don't see too much killer going off.
Oh yeah,
set up.
all that happened before the show.
Right. I gave him the business, all of it. Not in a bad way.
Indeed. Well, then let's start the show, gentlemen. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest Show is. It's your boy, Peter Rosenberg. I want to talk about Rosenberg.
Your man.
My man has an album out. It's been out for a little while.
He busting rhymes, son?
No. But his name, he's doing his best DJ Khaled impression. New album called Real Late.
Ooh.
And the album is everything that you can think of in a late night New York underground. There's no commercial niggas on the album. Everything and everybody you can think of in the underground is just about on it. You know, meth, ghosts, you know, that type of shit. I mean, everybody. Rock Marcy. Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's a lot of heads on
there. Yeah, it's a lot of heads on there. Yo, that ilk. We're talking about that ilk.
So where was them niggas at when he was at Def Jam?
Well... No, that was Paul Rosenberg.
The other Rosenberg.
That was Eminem's manager.
Oh, okay.
So that being the case, I wonder about, and I guess I'm questioning, because this is the Rosenberg, and I wanted to find a clip, and I'm still going to hopefully find that clip of Rosenberg praising the Migos and saying, yeah, but that's real hip-hop too. And I know Migos is very successful commercial rap. Congratulations to them. I'm not taking that away from them, but I'm just saying he puts out an album that on a lot of levels is a very reasonable underground representation of what we've been talking about on this show as credible hip hop forever. Rosenberg gets to pick and choose. He's on the radio during the day telling large crowds who listen to him, and he has a huge megaphone, that it's the baby and all these other niggas is hip hop and is official. At the same time, he puts out his own record Real Late with some real official cats.
So the baby ain't on that album?
No.
How about Lil Baby?
None of the babies.
How about, I know he got his boys Migos on there.
None of that.
Oh, damn.
None of that.
Ain't nobody buying that shit, son.
No, ain't nobody buying it. My question to you, gentlemen, is that where does your value system kick in? Where is this whole thing that you're going to stand up for the people that you got on your album, Mr. Rosenberg? And he's quoted as saying, oh, this isn't going to get a lot of airplay. This isn't going to probably get a lot of attention. I mean, where's his value system here on that?
You want me to go ahead now? Can I get in now?
My man,
because
please.
I didn't know this was going to be the first topic, but let me just go ahead, yo, because I'm already,
you know,
I got a head of steam already. You know what I'm saying? I am split on it because we do know his hip hop pedigree and the whole DC connection. We know all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we also know this other shit, all that shit that you just said, Killer, that he does and has been doing and all of that. And this is the album you put out. And it's pretty damn good. I came front, right?
It's okay.
I mean, it's not what you ain't turning it off from not liking it.
Okay, right? All right.
It's not a run-of-the-mill album by any stretch. So, but what I think, though, I first heard that Johnny Mathis, what do you sing that, Too Much, Too Little, Too Late?
Yeah, that is Johnny Mathis.
Johnny Mathis came to mind. It was with the whole late theme. But it's like, we get mad, right? Because we know his pedigree and we know that this is the type of shit he should be fucking with. But we also know he is a slave to his wallet and his job. And he has to do that kind of stuff. Because, you know, I know several DJs and, on radio dudes. And I'm not going to say no names right now. But I know that they love the music that we call hip hop. But they have to do all these events with this shit. And they have to promote all this shit that their wallet, when I say their wallet, I mean their boss, is telling them, this is the narrative, nigga. Fuck all that Black Thought shit you talking about, unless he's right here sitting in the seat. Fuck all that other shit. You gonna talk about the top five. And I'm talking about Migos, Baby, 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 Lil, and whoever the fuck else is five, all right? So it's frustrating to know that this person has the ability to put together something like this, but how many years do we have to wait for this shit? I mean, yes, it's a gift and it's out of the blue, but the fuck?
Gee, let me ask you a question. Okay. I always find it interesting, especially in a guy like Rosenberg, okay? So, like, I got two records on there that I really like, and it actually, Swerve, they involve your people. Number 10, Midnight Sunday featuring Rasheed Chappelle. It's a great record. Yeah, yeah. And number 12, I Want It All, Fly Anakin. Nicholas F, I believe. Those are my personal favorites on that particular record. I like those two records.
You said Fly Anakin, my nigga?
Yes.
Yeah. Shit,
this nigga Doug.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, Rosenberg with a straight face is saying to us during the daytime, any of the Lils, any of the Babies, any of the NBA rich niggas or whatever they calling themselves, any of them niggas is just as good as a Rasheed Chappelle or Fly Anakin or Rock Marcy or anybody else that's on that album. Or is he saying that they are the equivalent? And why couldn't he just say, see, these are where the real MCs are. Those other guys are commercially viable. And obviously they make a lot of money. We ain't pocket watching those niggas. And we hope they break the bank. But they're not legitimate MCs that's on my real late. He cannot make that distinction? Or is he basically trying to tell us, well, they're both equally good?
Well, B, I don't know if I want to give you the long answer.
Just give me the answer.
Which answer you want?
Just give me an answer.
Alright, I'm going to give you a middle answer then, in between. I'm going to start short. His answer is no. He's not going to tell you that shit. That's the short answer. No. No and no again. The long answer is the niggas got a job, as you say. And as Igri said, he's his wallet. So he's got to do what he's doing, B. Nigga, you ain't walking up into your job and telling them niggas how to do shit. They telling you how to do shit.
Okay.
So fuck them N95s, nigga.
Fuck that. None of the shit. Right. So you're going to have to do whatever they tell you to do, no matter what. So this is what this nigga has to do. It's his job to go on the radio station and promote this bullshit. And he has to do it. And he has to sound good and happy while he's doing it.
I'm not
He can't
saying-
be sounding all like fucking Eeyore and shit. Well, this was a great album, but you know, it's really good. You guys should go out and get it. No, he got to be excited when he say that shit.
Yo.
He's got to be like, yo, that little baby shit, son, that shit crazy.
Let me ask, yo, this is what I'm saying. I'm actually not asking this saying that he got to show up on his day job and pump like that. I'm saying on his off time. He did this record on his off time.
Hey, let me get in. What you said he said pissed me off. I didn't know it said that. So if the motherfucking album ain't gonna make no noise, nobody gonna get, why the fuck did you do it? And why, if it's your album, would you be saying something like that? And when I say your album, you the producer, you the Quincy Jones. For the listeners, I got the quotes in the air. You're the Quincy Jones of this album.
So he's the Khaled of this shit.
You're the Khaled of the shit. Why would you talk negatively about it?
I don't think
at all.
I don't think it was so. Okay. So whether if it was truly, truly negative or not, I don't know the context. But what I do know is that what I want to explain to the listeners is that the crux of the digest is about a value system here. And I'm going to repeat it again. We're not pocket watching these rich young kids who are out making a lot of money. And actually,
we just hope they get it all.
Right. We
make all the money you can.
Yes. And we can say that and say that till we're blue in the face. I don't think anybody hears us.
They don't hear that part.
Right.
They don't hear us praising these niggas for the money they making, for all the jewelry they buy, all the shit that y'all doing, all that money to your face shit. Oh, good. Good for you. That's great.
Right. Good for you.
We're going to say y'all niggas shouldn't do that. We're going to advise against it. And we may clown you for it, but good. You got money. Good.
We're not mad. And that's the thing. We're not pocket watching and we're not mad at that aspect. But there's a value system in where, Kerji, your folk, it's as successful as they are.
Are you going to get that new album? Culture 3?
Well, no, I'm not. As successful as they are. It's successful as they are. They're not world class MCs.
No, not at all, sir.
And there's nothing wrong with pointing that out.
But you can't do that if you work on the radio, B. This is your job. The first time one of these niggas that work on a radio station start talking about, the Migos album is all right, you know, that shit, I wouldn't go out and buy that shit. Nigga, them niggas is out of a job. They're going to be working for somebody else. They're going to be starting their own podcast is what's going to happen to them niggas.
Right.
They will not be on the radio station no more.
Right. I'm going to take a side detour. It's one of the things, you said a Culture 3, right?
Yeah, B.
You know, the young boy culture, the funniest thing about the young boy culture, I read a couple articles about their single, which is nothing more, because they come from a fuck you old nigga or old rappers should be kissing our feet, right? They come from that type shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Migos.
Yep.
I'm just taking a side tour. Their new record, and they're on late night TV, and people are writing about it and saying, oh, Migos should make more records like that. It ain't nothing but Papa was a Rolling Stone
right
over a trap beat. So
exactly.
I'm saying to myself, these niggas who hate sampling, who are on this fuck you old nigga shit, it seemed to me, at least to the critics, their best record ain't nothing but a fucking Motown retread of Papa Was a Rolling Stone, and they want to say, fuck you, old niggas?
And they rapping the same fucking way as they would on Stir Fry.
Oh, my God, nigga. That's actually kind of funny to me when I really look at the young boy culture and that aspect of it. You know what I mean? Them niggas want to put a flag up on us and fade us. Fuck you, niggas. You niggas always this, that, and the third, but damn, boy.
No, you know what would make a difference? is if they would have, like I always say, say fuck me by making a fucking record bussing on that motherfucker.
Yo, son.
Then I'll shut up and listen to the rest of your hibbity hobbity, as Snoop Dogg would say.
Them niggas over at Quality Control took the entire first page playbook from Sean Combs and ain't making it work for him right now. So congratulations to them.
M2 man?
Hey, I'm sure Barry Gordy, whoever owns the rights to that right now.
Well, I'm just saying Juicy Fruit. I was throwing some little...
Okay, I got you.
Since you said Daddy Love or whatever his fucking name is now.
Daddy Love.
So, but anyway, but I want to get out of that Rosenberg joint. It's such an oxymoron in that way. Yeah.
Hate it or love it. You know what I'm saying? It's just unfortunate, in my opinion.
But I think it's a lot of cats like that, though. Just as you said, a lot of people that listen to that on the radio station that love hip hop, know the shit that they play on their day job. Yes. They can't fuck with it. They don't even listen to that shit, but the they have to.
About the latest trap joint and doing whole come be a part of this city's upcoming shit, and it be this shit. I can't do it. It's easy to see. So anyway, yeah, let's get off of that. Thank you, Mr. Rosenberg, for that album, though. But it's lukewarm. Received in a lukewarm fashion. Indeed. By me.
All right, no doubt. Indeed. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Bodak is back in the news. But Bodak said something interesting. Bodak said the hip-hop industry is disrespecting female rappers. Female rappers bust their ass on a performance with great visuals. Hours and hours on the makeup chair. Wow. Hours and hours under the hair dryer. The pressure to look good. Okay? And we make great music, but we are still disrespected. And she says she's getting sick of that shit. Now, before I go into that...
I stayed out of the water, my okay. nigga. I had to laugh to myself. Okay. Nigga. There was way too many jokes in there.
Okay, no doubt.
Said they bust their ass, my nigga.
Okay. Mm.
Said they have to look good in it.
I'm not. But what I want to say before we even get in, even if we get in and out, that's cool. But wasn't we just talking about her husband in plastic surgery a couple of weeks ago? About signing abroad and telling her that she got to do this, that, and the third in order for this thing to work. And his wife, here it is saying that she's not getting any respect for the entire work that she puts in, mainly under the hair dryer, makeup chair, and all the other things she got to do to look good.
I need clarification, my nigga.
Okay.
Because when she says something like that, I want to know what she means by not getting respect. For what?
Oh.
Because all the damn number one records and all the fucking views and all the shit that she's getting, all the attention that she's getting, so I don't see how she's not getting no respect. So I want to know what she's talking about when she says no respect, as far as what level was she talking about.
See, and there you're getting into the topic where we need to be, where the rubber meets the road. There is no person, male or female, rarely as successful as Bodak. Okay.
No respect. No respect. Rapping Rodney. Oh, my bad.
Back in the days, they used to have the Miller Lite Jones and shit with Rodney Dangerfield and shit.
I must be in the front row.
Yes. Exactly.
Had to be there.
So there's nobody, you know, male or female, who really is successful as Bodak. Now, I'm thinking she's talking about corporately, and let's say there's that word again, respect. Okay, is she saying respect in the way that we may say, oh, I respect the hell out of Pharrell Monk? Okay, he's an MC's MC. You'd hate to meet him in a cypher somewhere. It could be over early. Okay, Bodak and most not all, but most female MCs are not writing their own rhymes. And if they do writing their own rhymes, they're not writing at a high level and writing about taxing and fleecing rich dumb niggas is not necessarily gonna get you Poetry Awards record after record.
Now, see,
it'll get you a talk with Biden, though.
See, if that, now, if that is the level that you're talking about, she ain't getting no respect, then she is 100% correct. If that's the level you're talking about, she's not getting any respect on that level. No. But if she's talking about not getting any respect for the way that she dresses and the things that she does, well, B, I might have to hit you with the Malcolm X. Oh. Chickens have come home to roost.
Oh. Who told you to hate you?
So I'm just saying, you don't want to do that to yourself.
Well, see, that comes back to what I, again, the Hip Hop Digest, where we're standing, we're talking about standards. We're talking about your career as a female MC is going to last as long as the silicone stays firm.
Ouch.
Look.
Damn.
We're
going down that rabbit hole?
No, because,
is there.
Look. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying, can you realistically at, let's say, 63 as a female MC do really get away with a lot of twerk hard?
At 63?
At 63.
Did you mention 63, nigga?
Yes.
Patrick MCs, my nigga?
But this is what I'm saying. See, but when you're coming from the fuck you old niggas culture, can Run and DMC still get on stage and do Suck MCs reasonably well?
Yes, they can.
Just saying.
Can MC Light get on the stage and rock well? Let's keep it gendered.
Okay, all right. Then, yes. If MC Light got on stage and did Paper Thin,
it's not a problem.
It's not a problem.
Roxanne Shanté?
Not a problem.
Queen Latifah? Queen Latifah, not a problem.
If she remembers her lyrics, but yes, not a problem. So this is the point. Okay. So when Bodak, you're right, and she's not clarifying in what avenue are female disrespect, but she did run down a list of long chairs in the long hours in the makeup chair, long hours at the hairdresser, long hours in looking good.
So she's not getting.
I think that happens to any celebrity, though. Whatever the fuck career you are, as you're a celebrity, that is a part of your work.
That's true. You are, when you're making money in front of the camera, yes, it is encompassed on you to look good. I'll grant you that.
Looks good when it's all said and done, but from knowing the industry, gentlemen, it is a motherfucking task, and it can take hours, especially for a female. So I get all that, but you buying cars that you can't even drive with... You living in beautiful places, you having a wonderful husband and a growing family. I mean, you're on top of the charts. I mean, what? I'm going to need to know what that definition from her of respect is, because I'm not her, clearly. I don't understand that life that she's living. But from out here in the lowlands.
The badlands, my nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Looking up looks pretty good over there.
Oh, it always looks good on the other side.
Yeah, it does.
Until you get there.
I bet you she wouldn't give it up.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no. Okay. Hell no. She ain't going back.
Hell no. All right, let's keep it rocking. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest, we're going to skip past the BET situation, only except for this one small note that I found.
I thought you were skipping it.
Out of the BET situation. There's a gentleman by the name of Jack Harlow. Apparently, Jack Harlow's got a record called What's Poppin' featuring Da Baby. Tory, L-A-N.
Tory Lanez.
Is that how he, okay. And Lil Wayne. Okay. He's got a record. Said the What's Poppin' rapper showed up at the Los Angeles Microsoft Theater June 27th, the night of the BET Awards, to rub shoulders with the culture's elite. He said, but Black Twitter, mentioned earlier by Kurt G, couldn't help but wondering and criticize the network BET for allowing a white rapper to receive the honor, much like to receive an honor being on the red carpet with all those African-American celebrities in the way they same way they did for Eminem back in 2001, where he actually, I believe, won an award for the Stand video. Although Harlow left the awards empty handed, the 23-year-old was all smiles as he stepped onto the red carpet, a night he'll likely never forget, according to the Afro-American Twitter people. So you got Jack Harlow doing what's popping. Apparently a very, very popular, the last I look, I think it was somewhere north of 300 million views, I guess. I don't know. I guess that's some money, but seems to be pretty popular among the youth. And African Americans apparently are feeling a certain kind of way about it. I'm going to just put this out there. Yo, trap music is no longer your own. Okay. So
it never was.
Trap is no longer your own. I understand that feeling, you know, to a certain extent. You know, folk done, you know, the culture done shifted a little bit. But why are Afro-Americans on Twitter mad at the young Mr. Harlow for what's popping? Or are they mad at him just because he showed up at BET? He was a nominee, I believe.
I would hope that the niggas ain't mad at Mr. Harlow.
Well, B, you just...
I'm just saying, I would hope that they're not mad at this nigga for showing up, because he was invited, he came, he did whatever he was supposed to do, and then he rolled the fuck out. So what are you upset with that nigga for? So I'm hoping that they're not mad at him. Well, if you're mad at somebody, I'm hoping that you're not mad at him. They shouldn't be mad at all.
You did a whole dissertation of last week or the last show we did about African-Americans.
Exactly. Oh, okay. I'm going there.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm not going to retread the whole thing over again. All right. I'm saying they shouldn't be mad at all. They shouldn't be mad. If they're mad, but if they are mad, which they shouldn't be, they should be upset with the network. Go ahead and get at the network. Let me go ahead and break it down for y'all so y'all can understand. Let me get close to the mic like I did the last time. For all of y'all out there mad about BET having white people walking through the red carpet, stepping on the stage, doing their thing with the baby and whoever else, y'all motherfuckers is tripping. You know why you tripping? Because look at who owns BET. BET is owned by Viacom. Viacom owns all the shit. MTV and everything else. And I guarantee you that black people don't own Viacom. So stop tripping.
So thank you, Curtis. Let me slide right in on that because I had two things. First one is exactly what you're saying, but I was going to say it a different way. BET is white. If you didn't know. Okay? So, there's that. You said it more eloquently, but bottom line is BET is white. It was sold by the man who now wants reparations. So, we'll get into that some other time. But, that's one thing. Second thing is, I wish there was a way that you could look at any of those black Twitter people that were saying this shit and see through their shit how many of them people had that hashtag Oscars so white? Yet you gonna sit over here and talk about no white people need to be on a stage? And was y'all mad at what's that motherfucker that got sued by the estate of Marvin Gaye? Hey, was they mad at that motherfucker? Was they mad at Justin Timberlake? Were they mad at motherfucking Adele? Any of that shit? No. So now that your little trap music is getting infiltrated, you mad? You mad? Like, for real? Would you listen to his record? Obviously, because that's why the fuck he was there. BET, I'm sure, didn't have William Hung up on that motherfucking stage trying to do no trap records. They didn't have Ricky Martin up in there swiggling and jiggling trying to do some trap music. They had a motherfucker that does that shit that they listen to on a regular through their streaming and every fucking where else. He was supposed to be there.
Black Twitter was disillusioned due to the fact that Black Twitter, when it comes right down to Afro-Americans.
Nigga, you gonna stop saying Afro-Americans, B. I'm gonna get mad on that shit, yo, because I just had a fucking discussion about that. I ain't never been no motherfucking Afro-American because I ain't got no fucking Afro, never had an Afro, nigga. So let's stop that shit. I know you're joking, but that shit gets under my skin, yo.
Nigga, they were mad.
Don't be mad about Afro-Americans.
Motherfucking newspaper, the Afro-American. What the fuck, yo?
Okay,
how about this niggified ass nigga?
Okay, sure.
So
I'll take that.
So people are mad, particularly Negroes were mad at the fact that he is doing trap and on supposed to be a black representation. Meaning that they're looking at it like this, you know, as this country is so polarized, they're saying you don't have any African Americans at the Latin Grammys doing, you know, trap cuts.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm quite sure some of them.
They may be black.
Yeah. Well, Hispanics.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And then they're doing reggaeton anyway, which is a whole nother thing. So
they got Spanish trap music.
Oh, of course, don't get it wrong. Yeah. Some actually, matter of fact, I just heard some of that at Chipotle tonight.
them niggas, they go hard too. They be talking that cartel shit.
Yeah. So I'm just saying. So once again, we're showing our thin skinness in the fact that, you know, that the music is, they feel like, oh, we've lost another cog in our culture. The music is not our own, but like Kerr G is saying, and if you got to listen to E Color, the music is already, BET is already just owned by hedge fund people who are not even African American anyway. And so shut the fuck up. I guess that's really what I want to get to.
Back to fuck your feelings.
Yeah, I mean, right. I mean, it's funny. You know, I wish these black Twitter folk would put their energy more into not worrying about, you know, a white kid who shows up at this, that, and the third to some real shit. But anyway.
Yeah, but they want to be all up in Oscars, though. Yeah, it's a give and take, yo.
Yeah, I guess.
They was mad Mr. Bozeman didn't get one.
Mm. Well, he probably deserved one. I ain't mad at that.
Niggas was mad, though. Like, okay.
Yeah, but the Oscars are white, so Mr. Bozeman...
Right, but he wasn't supposed to get one. There. Right, he wasn't supposed to get one.
that logic is okay, flawed well, to me.
Yeah,
yo.
we'll have to... We may have to discuss that at a later show. Let me...
Yeah, well, only one more comment, B. One more comment.
Okay, my man.
You said how many views? 300 million? Upwards of 300 million views?
Yeah, it looked like upwards of 300
so
million.
So that means that ain't no black folks... What part of that 300 million?
Well,
I mean, it could possibly happen. Easily.
Hey, look, I just seen the video today myself, so there's at least one black folk who saw it.
God damn, you gave that nigga a spin.
I'm boycotting you, nigga, for 3 seconds.
Go ahead and turn your video off right now, son. Go dark for a second.
So I'm going to move on here.
That nigga really turned his screen off, too.
Just for 3 seconds.
Y'all niggas bugging tonight.
No, it's a new night. It's a new recording that I can't even get how I normally get. So
right, that's true.
Okay. Let me move on to the next topic. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Rest in peace to Gift of Gab of Blackalicious.
Yes.
His government name is Timothy Jerome Parker out of Sacramento, California. Sir, we honor you. And we honor you in the fact that I think one of the nicest things for his music, obviously the superlatives about his music we can sit here and talk about. But I think one of the nicest things, I think T-Bear posted it, that his partner in the group posted a nice Facebook message about how they got together and their hip hop journey together. And it was the everyman journey. It was everyman journey. It reminded me of the journey of me and Kirk G. or me and a couple of other guys who were in and out of rap groups as we lived our hip hop dreams or whatever. Obviously, we never became famous or artists like that, but how they basically talked about how in school the bug had in hip hop had really infected them. And just like us, talked about hip hop, argued about hip hop, bought hip hop, you know, how they got together, you know, in the simplest forms, you know, not no hustle, not no money game, not no other shit. You know, they toured the world. They put out good records, well respected in the industry, but their hip hop journey was an everyman journey. And it was a nice one of the nicest things I ever read, you know. Again, like I said, it reminded me of Kurt G. Our story, me and one other brother hook up. We're missing a few things. Kurt G. comes in, and things get complete, and we get together, and that starts our hip hop journey. It's just as simple as that. You know what I'm saying?
I come damn, I'm a little bit in my feelings right now. No disrespect to Kurt G, but damn.
You talking about the Cold Crush?
We suck so bad that you didn't give a fuck about Brothers in Unity, my B.
No, but see, you interrupted me before I got to that point. See?
B.I.U. Yeah. We know we got.
I was going to say, right. And then coming to Bethesda and the service and then hooking up with other cats. In a rap group, you know what I'm saying? Hooking up with Swerve, who became my DC DJ partner, you know what I mean? So I just say, again, it's not about me, but it's, again, rest in peace to Gift the Gab of Blackalicious. We honor you, and I guess what I'm saying, it is almost the highest honor is that your story is similar to a lot of people's story and every man's story about how hip hop affected us and was and it is still our life. You know?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's not, you know, it's not like this commercial hustle. We was in it, we made a lot of money. It was a headphone, we got out of it. E Color got the hip hop tattoo jumping off, brand new. You know, say he's married to this shit.
Live this shit.
You know what I'm saying? I don't even know if them other niggas engaged. I think they just. I think they just.
Paying it for the check.
Yeah, they just, you
for,
know.
For the what is that shit that you got to sign the. What is that shit when you sign a prenup?
Yeah.
They just in there. And to spend that amount of time, get that money.
No doubt. I only got one thing to say, son.
Indeed.
Nigga, what the hell are you doing?
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
I wish I could find that record. I wish I could find
nigga. Man, remember I didn't have a good reaction to that at that time frame.
We was ahead of our time, though.
Yeah. For sure. Because that record said nigga about 1,000 times.
We was ahead of our time.
That was my joint, though. I like that joint.
Oh, you like that one?
Yeah, I did. That's why I still remember that shit.
We was ahead of our time. God, I wish I could find that record.
Yeah, it's probably in one of them little crates you got over there.
Nah, I mean, if it is, it's on a cassette somewhere, but I'll never be able to find it. So, indeed. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is we're halfway through 2021, and I thought it would be a good time to, not in any order, but just to give a halfway report on albums. At least my albums of the year, what's on the list so far.
Oh, hell no, B. I'm have to veto here, nigga. You're not going to drop that on us, B.
No, I'm out the whip.
I'm way out the whip.
No kind of notice on that?
I'm way out the whip, B.
I can pull my phone here because I'm making my list. But no, nigga, not that kind of shit you don't drop on us like that.
You tried to kid us.
But you're more than welcome to give yours.
Yes. We will let you give your list and your list only.
Well, I was just really going to look at some of the albums. Again, I wasn't given the halfway list. I'm just going to look at the albums that are in there. There's no order.
List.
No, right.
This nigga pulled up in the Peterbilt. He said, fuck the back truck. I'm just running everything over.
And then he backed up and dumped on us.
Oh, yeah, let me just throw this topic out there.
So, for full disclosure, okay, I did tell Kurt G last week. Now, I didn't tell you, Swerve. I did. but I did tell Kurt G last week. So
naming names in this motherfucker.
So niggas gonna get run over. I'm gonna start running over niggas.
But nigga, what else did we do after that?
Holy shit.
What else did we do after you told me that shit? Exactly. We got into some other shit, and I'm not gonna remember that shit.
Okay, all right. For those listening to the show, we're gonna deal with this next week.
Now you want to deal with it next week? Now you want to deal with it next week?
All right. So everybody knows next week. Bring your partial 6 month situation, and then we'll go
start
after
doing this bullshit, nigga.
You just that's out the blue.
It's talking about some 6 month halfway through.
Because the thing about it is,
none of these niggas might not make it by the end of the year.
Right, we get down in the second half. All them shits is wiped out.
And you can say that. Oh, at the 6 month lift, I had X, Y, and Z, and none of them niggas is on there now. Fuck it, I'm going with the new shit. That's all, just an update, B. Come on, B. Look, I'm gonna tell you why. Look, hold up.
This nigga.
I'm gonna tell you why, because
yeah. Please tell me why you want to do this.
If you look at the fucking topic list, fucking Cardi and Jack Harlow and all this bullshit. B, I just wanted to get back to the underground, back to the records a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Considering the next topic, okay, is count the actual amount.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? It was already posted on the text chain, but still, we're going to go forward. So I was trying to inject some underground, getting back to the roots of this shit. That's why I bring up this halfway, 6 month situation check-in.
Okay.
So, all right. Everybody clear?
Can I throw another little mini topic in there?
Oh, go ahead. That? Sure.
All right. So we were talking about Mr. Rosenberg with his album, but did y'all get a chance to listen to that 40-minute goddamn rap fest that K-Slay did?
I did not, but I plan on it. But again, I got a schedule on how I listen to my shit.
That's 40 minutes, B. That's 40 minutes. And I'm going to tell you right now, fuck it. Spoiler alert, motherfucker. Ain't no Migos on that bitch.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Ain't no Lil Wayne on that bitch.
Uh-oh. Okay. All right.
It's 110 people rapping, because everybody that's on there ain't a motherfucking rapper or MC.
Okay. I didn't listen to it.
Be prepared.
All right.
But it's not whack at all. But be prepared, because I'm saying this as a point. Because yeah, it's K-Slay. So what? It could be anybody that made this motherfucking record. What do you do? Last time he had what, 60 MCs or something? Well, it's 110 this time, and I didn't see none of your run-of-the-mill, everyday, on-the-radio streams type dudes, or did I? Maybe. I don't think I did.
So one question.
Sure.
Before I take my time to actually start to listen to this record, and no disrespect to Mr. Slay when all the 60 niggas rhyming and 110 niggas rhyming, but is it going to be the same beat the whole way through?
Yes, it is.
I'm not listening.
All right.
I'm just telling you right now.
All right.
It is.
At least switch the beat up after about 10, 15 niggas.
40 minutes of that joint.
No, I can't do it.
Yeah, that seems like a lot.
What you should probably do then, do 8 5-minute sessions, yo.
Again, let me repeat, that shit ain't going nowhere, and I got a listening schedule. I got a listening schedule.
We're doing ourselves a disservice.
Yeah.
You're doing yourself a disservice if you don't listen.
Wow. All right.
Like, for real. Yeah, I can't even, because y'all didn't do it, but there was one. No. Just however you listen to it, however the fuck long it takes, because like you said, it ain't going nowhere. It's 110 MCs rhyming for 40 minutes. So y'all get it in, and then we'll bring it back up once everybody's up to speed.
All right, so let me get to the next topic. Again, remember, next week,
next week we got a 6 month list,
right?
And then we gotta listen to the 40 niggas. So we got.
Oh God!
Hey
B, you making us have to put our 6 month together? We gotta listen to this 40.
I'm telling
40
you,
minutes
Matt,
of shit.
My 6 month is not concrete. It's just a motherfucker.
I'm not asking, right? I'm just.
I know. I'm not talking to you. nigga. I'm talking about people that are listening thinking, oh, we gonna get they 6 months. No, nigga. You gonna get shit that I've been listening to. It is a contender. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna give you some contenders for the first 6 months.
Okay, so since we're gonna still talk about this shit, we need to get some guidelines here, B. How many niggas can we put on the 6 month list?
Look, I would no more.
I just throw albums in a folder during the year, and I got like fucking 40 albums. In
okay,
that
see, then picks no more than 6.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. All right. All right. So now I'm going to move on to the next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Actually, it shouldn't even be a topic. I should just read it, and we just put it on a dumb meter. Or intelligent meter. A gentleman by the name of Mr. Pooh Shiesty, his government name is Latrell Donnell Williams Jr.
Damn.
Okay, he had his bond revoked earlier and is to remain in jail over a 2020 shooting of two men at Bay Harbor Island, Florida. Okay. The Miami Herald is reporting that the federal agents are moving forward with an indictment of armed robbery against Mr. Shiesty, again, government name Lontrell Donnell Williams Jr.
Mm.
Okay, federal agents actually use Mr. Shiesty flaunting his riches on Instagram in the prior days before his arrest. Okay, investigators discovered a Louis Vuitton bag fell out of his McLaren that he was driving. Mr. Shiesty, at the time of the robbery, that contained about $41,000. The feds, what happened?
You know what? I'm gonna let you finish first. I was about to say something because I heard one thing, but I want to make sure I heard it, and I didn't, and it, I wasn't fucked up.
Okay.
Did you say the nigga was committing armed robbery?
He got arrested for an indictment in the armed robbery. Yes, he robbed some men at Harbor Bay, Florida.
And the nigga got Louis bags and all this money and driving in a, what did you say it was?
A McLaren.
And he's doing armed robbery.
Yeah, he did an armed robbery. But let me finish, then maybe it'll clear some things up. The bag had $41,000 in it. The feds connected an Instagram photo where Mr. Shiesty was flexing his dollars. They had the same serial number that matched the bills to the designer bag robbery altercation.
Oh, so that's how he got his money then?
Yeah, apparently it was money from the robbery with the same serial numbers, and the FBI took the page off the Instagram and blew up the bills that he was flaunting and matched the serial numbers. He's in jail without any bond on an indictment of armed robbery.
Put a note on his head.
Because he did it to himself.
Sir?
Yes, sir.
This is very interesting to me. I feel like I'm about to learn something here
that
may be helpful in life. So you mean to tell me, hold on, let me get that. Let me sit up like that little dude on that meme. So you mean to tell me that the Gucci store, or whatever the fuck store it was,
Louis,
keeps the fucking serial numbers of the money they get?
I
have worked in retail. We ain't never, in that time that I worked retail, looked at each motherfucking bill and said, oh yeah. Or even if you go to the bank and withdraw, you don't look at the motherfucking serial numbers. How the fuck did they do this? If you would have said, oh, this nigga was on camera, as everybody is these days, I'd have been like, yeah, dumbass. But I had to pause because, you know, I'm a thinking man. And we're talking about serial numbers on a motherfucking Instagram blown up. How the fuck did that happen?
So I think it's simple. I think you're looking too much into it. It doesn't say that the bills came from the robbery of the two men. But I think what the investigators did on his arrest, he had the money in the Louis bag, right, on him.
Mm-hmm.
Then went back and saw a subsequent video of him with the money to his face. And you know, but it wasn't the stack money. I guess the bills were filleted open And they was like, they fan yeah. Too. Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Okay. Is that what it is? The fan?
Sometimes.
That's
sometimes.
Church fan money. So he had the Jones open and filleted up against his face. So they already had the bills, and they were saying, wait a minute, these are the bills we have in custody. And now maybe Mr. Shiesty couldn't account for where he got those bills. If you got $40,000 in cash money, the federal government
they want in,
and they want to know where you got it and how you paying taxes on it.
Armed robbery, that's how he got it.
Okay, so we're assuming that, okay? This is the count, the actual amount, okay?
So you're saying the end result of this is Mr. Pooh Shiesty must have been a failing rapper. He can't have any hits or any views. He cannot be one of these niggas that's talking all this shit about what he's got because he's such a rich rapper.
Well, apparently Mr. Shiesty seems to be pretty popular. Apparently he does have some sort of a hit record. I'm not familiar with it. There is a video of Mr. Shiesty and associates shooting up some parking lot somewhere in Florida. There is an actual video of that out there. Mr. Shiesty and other associates committing robbery.
Yo, that nigga Shiesty.
he named himself right. He says, I'm not just poo, but I'm Shiesty.
So I'm wondering, is it worth it? Okay, we were talking about the state of Florida. Obviously, I don't know if Mr. Shiesty is going to have the same lawyer and the same backing as one Kodiak Black has. But, boy,
I'd like to say no.
Kodiak was in jail. He got saved by our ex-president.
Yeah, he did. That's true. I keep forgetting that. Yeah, he did get pardoned. I don't know.
He made friends at the right time.
The actual amount... there is a legion of young guys, particularly Afro-Americans. I'm sorry.
Cheese grater to my ear.
Who are following and admiring this guy.
Oh, he's got all kind of cred. They like, oh, he got a case? He out here robbing niggas for real?
He's actually doing the shit
that he says he's doing on his records.
But did he say he's going to do some calendars?
Oh, he's going to get quite a few.
Yeah.
I tell you what.
I like how they give time, too, with the feds. They don't say years. Them niggas be like, you got 236 months.
Yeah, I know. Like, right?
You got to figure that out.
Carry the 7.
12 go under 236 how many times?
Divided by 52. There you go. Oh, no, not 52 months. Weeks. wait, months, 12, yeah, divided by 12, right?
Oh, woo. Shit.
Yeah, I'm fucked up. I never said I was good at math.
All right. So that's the count, the actual amount. I don't understand the intelligence when it comes to that, if you're doing that. I remember, watching, crime joints and whatever and robbery cats laying low. Let's go back to the hideout and lay low.
Don't spend none of that money.
Right.
Hold Robert that De Niro, shit. Put it back.
Hold that shit for like 3 years before you even think about spending
it. I mean, dude, these guys never watched something like Goodfellas where your boy rolled up in there with that new caddy and his wife with the fur. Boy Robert De Niro's like, what the fuck you think you doing?
Yeah. Put it back.
But he ended up getting whacked, though, for that shit.
Oh, he got whacked.
Yeah, so. Yeah. All right, so, Godspeed to Mr. Latrell, or, I mean, Lontrell Donnell Williams Jr.
He said Latrell. That's off that Spreewell. I ain't heard that in a minute.
Spreewell's spinning.
All right, to get out of the digest, you got one more commercial topic with a history that people just really, I don't know why people fight against, especially Afro-Americans fighting against their history. I don't know what you're going to like better, Afro-Americans or Negroes, but I'm going to, I don't know.
Hey, get it in. I'm going to put Band-Aids on my ear later. It's okay.
You shouldn't have told him that shit stings, B. You know he's going to put that alcohol on you every time.
Oh, right? Man.
OK, Okay, Megan Thee Stallion is not getting any help from black TikTok creators. Okay, apparently TikTok creators, now this is a specialized form of TikTok creators who take people's records, specifically Soulja Boy's She Make It Clap and Mr. Spot'em Got'em. He's got the best name in commercial rap, I swear it.
Spot'em Got'em.
Yeah. He had a record called Beatbox, and those things blew up because these TikTok black dancers create fun dance moves. But apparently the black dance move TikTok creators are saying, we're not creating any new dance moves to this new Megan jump, whatever it is, because we ain't getting credit.
Ooh.
And we want some goddamn credit.
Well, see, this is what I gotta say.
And I have a history lesson, but please go in.
I got some shit to say about that. If you want credit, you need to not do the shit before you actually either get permission to do it or at least say, hey, I'm gonna hook you up with this dance song. Yo, make sure y'all tell them I did it.
Megan Thee Stallion's people is like, fuck that TikTok shit. Megan don't need your help. She's super talented.
She hangs with the power couple too.
Yeah, she does. She does. No doubt. No doubt. No doubt.
It's an H-Town band.
See, what I would do, like I always do to these young, emotional TikTok creators is you have to understand your history. Okay? You have to understand your history. And a gentleman by the name of Jeffrey Daniels.
Uh-oh.
Okay? For those of you who do not know who Jeffrey Daniels is, he is a dancer, choreographer, songwriter. He's a multi-talented dude. Okay, Jeffrey Daniels, along with Jody Watley and Howard Hewitt, became the world-famous soul funk band. Thank you, sir. Shalimar. But you know what he did, the most famous thing he's probably ever did?
I know it, but
okay,
tell him.
But I'll tell him. Jeffrey Daniels taught Michael Jackson how to moonwalk. Okay? Now, what the young black TikTok creators have to understand, this is way before social media and all of that spot'em got'em shit. Motown 25 came on, and Michael Jackson bust the moonwalk out in front of a national audience, and everyone in the USA lost their minds after that shit. Okay? But what you didn't know is that Jeffrey Daniels, okay, along with people like Shabba-Doo, Poppin' Pete, the Electric Boogaloo, you know, Turbo, you know, Fred Rewind Williams and them, that whole greater Los Angeles underground dance community, on and off Soul Train, Michael Jackson was standing at the window like a hungry wolf, biting the fuck out of all of those street dancers from greater Los Angeles. Now, Michael Jackson is a talented cat, no doubt. No doubt about it, okay? But he had to be taught a certain dance move. Great choreographers and dance people for the next 30 years came from that contingent of Los Angeles street dancers. Okay? That's where you are in your history. Okay? You can simply put the fact that you teaching Spot'em Got'em, Meg and Wifey and Cardi and anybody fucking else who's dealing with your moves, and you teaching folk. Just simply put it out there, B. You're going to get your due. You're going to get it. Because Jeffrey Daniels got his. Shabba-Doo got his. Turbo got his. The Electric Boogaloo's got theirs. You know, they weren't the stars. They weren't Michael. You know what I mean? There's a history lesson here. Mm-hmm. African-American history lesson, specifically. All right? See, that's what we do on the Dodgers. Yo, we try to drop knowledge.
Ain't no stopping us.
No stopping.
niggas wilding. So, you know, word is born. Look, Meg and her team are going to try to spin it and make y'all look like y'all foul. And then I support the young folk in doing what they got to do. I don't know about dancing over that spot 'em, got 'em drug shit, but that's another story.
Niggas ain't listening to the words, B.
You're dancing around motherfucking Pyrex.
Put it like this.
Stoves.
Put it like this. The words are going in, and they're spitting them back out, regurgitating the words.
Yeah.
But they ain't actually sitting there and letting that shit soak in and thinking about what the fuck they are actually saying.
Even like, though they dance,
they dancing to it and doing all that. You got the words down packed. You know exactly what they're talking about, what they're saying. But are you actually soaking it in and saying, damn, what the fuck am I saying right now? Do I actually want to do this in front of my 3-year-old?
What the fuck
am I doing right now?
Yo, you know what? Motherfucker, I should just get a video of shit. Maybe E-Color could film it for me. Dancing around motherfucking Pyrex and boiling water and stoves and white powder and shit.
Cooking crack in a fucking microwave.
And
yeah, dance moves with that
Ezekiel
shit.
Ezekiel Elliott shit.
But anyway, but that's the point I was saying. I seen that and I thought about the history of people like Michael Jackson who were taught critical dance. The moonwalk, real talk. Shout to Quincy Jones and everybody else who had a hand in making Michael Jackson who he was. But there's probably no single event other than the moonwalk taught to him by Mr. Jeffrey Daniels that made Michael Jackson Michael fucking Jackson.
So Lift Every Voice and Sing is not the Negro spiritual. It's Everybody Dance Now? CC Music Factory?
What I'm saying is...
rest in peace.
Rest in peace, David Cole. What I'm saying is, real talk, is that these young creators or whatever, you don't necessarily have to boycott Megan, you know what I'm saying? But there is a... I know they won't, because there's no... Right. There's
3 seconds.
Damn.
Nigga, wow.
There's no other way for them to get their dance moves out there. And in order to do that, you make yourself indispensable. Mr. Jeffrey Daniels did that. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, Shabadoo. And all of those folks, not all of them, but a lot of them, you know, they did what they had to do in the shadows. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole fucking documentary, Standing in the Shadows of Motown. You know what I'm saying?
Or make a record. And do a dance. Do your own shit. Make a new Jay-Z. Shit. Make a new Megan. Fuck it.
So I just want to give a shout out to them and drop some knowledge. That's all.
Yeah, I'm in the back seat looking out the window on that one, B. I don't really give a fuck about that.
You in an airplane or you in a bus?
No, I ain't on no bus. Fuck that. Maybe the mega bus going from DC to Baltimore. No further on a bus.
You trying to do that 30-minute ride?
Yeah, for $3.
That was the shit, my nigga.
Oh, man, to New York for $7. But nah, B, I get what you're saying, but you're talking to people that don't give a fuck. The way I see it, yo, is we're talking about them. I had heard about, you know, this whole thing about they weren't going to do it. My ass thought it was over something noble. So you changed the whole paradigm for me. I was thinking it was something noble. Like, okay, we're not going to do no more of this twerk shit. You know
what
I'm saying?
I
thought it was.
Some of that shit was trying to be couched in, we don't want to do it because we don't want white people to sort of take over a culture or whatever, this, that, and the third. Yeah, I know, right?
This is the late show. This episode is the late show.
I'm just saying, look, you know, if wifey calls you, all y'all gonna be attention on deck. So, you know, stop with all the superlatives. There's a long line of people who taught the stars, you know, in forever to dance how they dance. And that's maybe your role, but you can get your credit. That's all. Yeah. Don't worry about
it. Everybody dance now.
Yeah, these niggas is creating some shit, and niggas is doing it from fucking 2 years old up to fucking 100.
Yeah, that's the case.
Yeah, but Spot 'em, Got 'em is like, but that's my fucking record, though.
it gets him more views.
Exactly, so that's what's up. All right, we're ready for Kirk G World Famous Albums of the Week.
All right. This week, we got Crisis, The Hour of Crisis. That's Crisis, The Hour of Crisis. Then we got Fillmore Green, Knowledge and Power. That's Fillmore Green, Knowledge and Power.
All right, that's what's up. So hopefully we finally maybe got a new recording day down and we can get a couple of weeks in a row.
Yeah. I can go ahead and give you all the skinny. I had to switch up days because my work schedule changed. So we're no longer able to do it on Friday evenings. So now we're on Tuesday evening.
And are we going to talk about this off the show? Because we need to talk about when it's going to be posted too, because I'm going to get emails.
Oh, you know it.
My cover will be ready tomorrow. So I don't know. I don't know about any other niggas' responsibilities.
What the fuck Kurt G talking about?
I could tell you right now, my shit will be done in the morning before I go to work.
Oh, well.
It'll be over.
Yeah, in the morning. So if I don't get the cover by 1 p.m., I'm leaving the crib. I don't care about other niggas' responsibilities. So whatever other niggas got to talk about, by 1 p.m., I'm out the crib.
That nigga came in with it.
And so niggas know, I just hit the button when Kurt G tells me. So.
That nigga came in with a shiv.
Oh, the first shiv came from this nigga. He hit me in the back with that shiv. I don't care about other niggas' responsibilities. Right off the break. Like, damn, son. Where'd that come from?
Man, these niggas in there going back and forth. Like, oh, shit.
Oh, fuck. I'm out of here.
All right,
oh, baby. The Wolfman Jack.
What?
Gotta watch where you crossing, cause them streets get vicious. They put a red cross on you, now they paying you visits. Got crossed by a few people, they ain't even religious. Put my faith into a prayer, crossed that over wishes. I know I gotta stay aware when I'm out for them riches. Niggas don't play fair, don't put a knife to your biscuit. Yo, it's wicked, cause niggas getting sliced for a ticket. Cheese sandwiches for lunch, but I wanted some brisket. But I made it through the storm, so I never would fidget. Marks on this rap game like a blemish. Put the city on my back, I'll be back when I'm finished. Cracking a smile, I can see the cracks in your image. Laugh at your gimmick, we not the same, you're packing authentic. It's my time. And I don't think I'll give it back in a minute. It don't matter how good you are, it matters what you put in it. Forever grounded, I was working on them back blocks. Starving in a drought, I never had pots. Now they see me and they hype me like a mascot. I came a long way, I used to be a half-not. It feels like I hit the jackpot. It feels like I hit the jackpot. I came a long way, I was a half-not. It feels like I hit the jackpot. As for this boom bap shit, I'm the youngest in charge. Niggas play me in the trap where they bagging the hard. You ain't jump off the porch, you still play in the yard. Be yourself, everybody not a gangster at large. As for me, I'm an artist, yo, I'm pushing it forward. I've been cut so many times, so I carry a sword. See, I'm like a walking trophy, I don't need a reward. And if my brothers need me, I'ma stand by them at war. Got a heart of a lion, now they're hearing my roars. Now I give them this work like I'm doing a chore. I should open up a store, call it bars galore. Blueprints and gold chains laying all in my drawer. Rather keep a plain Jane, I don't party with whores from the shore. But I never rode a wave or a board. Bet on myself, all cause I was told by a source. If you don't do it for nobody else, then do it for yours. Forever grounded, I was working on them back blocks. Starving in a drought, I never had pots. Now they see me and they hype me like a mascot. I came a long way, I used to be a half-not.
It feels like I hit the jackpot. It feels like I hit the jackpot. I came a long way, I was a half not. It feels like I hit the jackpot.
Shit for a minute. Right.
I seen shit in my life, you niggas dream. Now I live a dream. The G-Wagon is money green on the bigger things. I'm taking one for the team, gotta be clean. Shit ain't always what it seems, can't stop now. Wesley Khan had it locked down, Butcher came through, now I'm about to lock a spot down. Feel like Kobe in his rookie year. I'm drawing without the rings, young Ginobili with the curly hair. I am Mike in the first round, like Ali on the ropes, Emmitt Smith for the first down. Remember when I bought my first pound, hanging out the whip, black 38, and blew my first rounds. At 16, I was a street nigga. I used to package nickel bags, then go and post in the street with them. These niggas wasn't in the streets with us. Ain't never eat with us. See that we on, they try and beef with us. Nigga, face the facts, what kind of hate is that? Just know you send them little shots my way, we come and spray it back. This love probably break his back. Let's take it back, tie a fuck nigga up and hit him with the axe. Couldn't hold me like the old Shaq. Pump crack, blowing 32 shots up in the old Mac. Not a gangster, he a old rat. Heard niggas speaking up on a body and went and told that. All the snitching got the game twisted. And they letting niggas live, they don't play it right, the game's different. Everybody wanna be the man. I seen an OG make it to 1,000 from a half grand. Started stacking, now we boss status. Do it right, make a couple hundred grand off a small package. Living lavish, but we started average. AMG, headrest in the V, riding the S-classes. Fresh pair, Cartier glasses. It get a little tragic, missing my man. Talking to his ashes. He been gone for some years now. Told him we here now. Keep rolling blunts to slow the tears down. Still wishing I could see his face. He in a better place. Gotta retaliate. Just play it safe. Got a mask with the Joker face. I know a nigga caught 2-3 bodies with a broken 8. More whiz, I was raised in it. I was cool with all the robbers and thieves. Know all the grave diggers. Where I'm from, this how they made niggas. And you had to be a killer, a cop, or you a paid nigga. Pick a route and try to make it out. Cause them niggas ain't your friends. For a price, they'll take you out. I ran the streets like a slave, nigga. Free my dogs behind the wall and rest in peace to ones who ain't with us. Ain't with us. For real.
Life is what you make it. Some weight of a choose to take it. It's a roll of the dice, either way you shake it. You know the drill, more money, more problems. But I'ma keep stacking to figure out how to solve them along the way. Turn dark days into bright ones. Rep me in my cup, sitting back as I light one. All I do is spark madism. Calculate my moves, trying to avoid the prison system and anything that goes along with it. My man caught a case, went to trial, got acquitted. Some are less fortunate, others get often hit by the judge, sent away. Now it's all over with. The gavel hits the block. Your block was super hot because of it. Your residence is now a cell block. Think about your actions before your manifestations lead you down a path of total devastation. Life is filled with lessons, so you better take heed. Some miss their blessings, cause they blinded by greed. Cash rules everything around me, and it seems to be the root of evil, to make another man bleed. Life is full of lessons,
So you better take heed, some miss their blessings, cause they blinded by greed. Cash rules everything around me, and it seems to be the root of evil, to make another man bleed.
This ain't a cautionary tale, how you flossing and you fail, end up nailed to a cross, take a loss on every scale. Cause you're playing boss, right till you're tossed inside a cell. Learn the rules quick, if not, your pockets and jewels pit. Work the eight ball angle, no chalk or pull sticks. Corner pocket, should've listened to him speaking from the pulpits. Devil on your shoulder dancing like he's taking over Manson. Drugs enhancing the greed and feed the fantasy. Pointing guns at the camera and pose, it's all vanity. Trap is just to add for Xanax or profanity. So bang it loud, that rag, hang it proud. Bust in the air, shoot holes through black clouds. Looking back, you wanna change that now. Cause no one's really ready when it rains back down. Wise words, and if they ain't reaching you, then find a mirror. Look at the choir that I'm preaching.
Life is filled with lessons, so you better take heed. Some miss their blessings, cause they blinded by greed. Cash rules everything around me, and it seems to be the root of evil, to make another man bleed. Life is full of lessons, so you better take heed. Some miss their blessings, cause they blinded by greed. Cash rules everything around me, and it seems to be the root of evil, to make another man bleed.
You can't spell flow without the letter O. Everywhere you go, there's a fight for another soul. It's full circle. Bullet holes will murk you and hurt you until your body turns purple. It's obvious your ugliness is hardly missed. Your situation is grim and kinda ominous. We the opposites. Two different outlooks. I'm an observer, you a oddball with obscure hooks. The outpouring of love when I'm pouring overseas. They my people, they not foreign. While y'all dudes warring, we sitting back, getting money and ignoring. I spit the heavy, I'm with the berry. Hip hop missionary, that'll write your obituary. You the man, son, what you ran from? The tandem, holding them two handguns. 12 gauges, it's outrageous, there's no saviors. Just mad, bad behaviors.
Dedicate this to the people in the front row. Hands high back and forth as the blunt flow. Beat got the whip sounding like the trunk broke. Keep an extra clip just in case a nigga wants smoke. I don't waste time nor money, I was once broke. I am not hardly the one that you should come for. What you're speaking is impossible to unspoke. You provide a reason, I'll bring it to your front door. Yeah. You don't really want smoke. It's kinda silly if you really want a stunt though. Got a couple goons that'll get you in the sun low. Don't confuse all this kindness for being dumb, bro. Yo, you don't really want smoke. It's kinda silly if you really want a stunt though. Got a couple goons that'll get you in the sun low. Don't confuse all this kindness for being dumb, bro. I am doing my best, I will never run so. I ain't talking biceps if I mention gun show. All I place is high bets, way beyond a hundo. Avion and loud marijuana equals dumb flow. Thinking you can fly just makes me wanna come throw. You up out the window of a 100-story condo. Calm yo, silly ass down, be a macho. Or get knocked to the ground with a combo, pronto. You don't really want smoke. It's kinda silly if you really want a stunt though. Got a couple goons that'll get you in the sun low. Don't confuse all this kindness for being dumb, bro. Yo, you don't really want smoke. It's kinda silly if you really want a stunt though. Got a couple goons that'll get you in the sun low. Don't confuse all this kindness for being dumb, bro. Yo, started young with a little cash, selling top shelf weed to the middle class. If you got an instrumental, I can kill it fast. Steady freestyling, not knowing 20 minutes past. Didn't matter what I had to do to get the bag. Luckily for me, this rap music was the better path. If you want it, you can get it, gonna take a jab. You just gotta live with the decision if I get mad. Yeah, you don't really want smoke. All that talking about to get that little cunt soaked. Now you in a sunk boat, slump with a crushed rope. Cause you ain't realize you don't really want no smoke. You don't really want smoke. It's kinda silly if you really want a stunt though. Got a couple goons that'll get you in the sun low. Don't confuse all this kindness for being dumb, bro. Yo, you don't really want smoke.
silly if you really wanna stunt, though. Got a couple goons that'll get you when the sun low. Don't confuse all this kindness for being dumb, bro.
Hey, yo, this is going out to all the brothers who got like 6 or 7 different addresses. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, check this out. My name is John Doe and I'm wanted for murder. I didn't mean to do it, but my temper just blew it. Remember it well, seems like the other day. Now I gotta stay away from around the way. Me and my girl went to the movies. Madly in love, we got shot by Cupid. We both have fat jewels on, so I brought my joint in case brothers act stupid. Got to the movie, but before we got in, a kid got robbed by a crew of 10. Punched them and stomped them, nobody would help. Didn't want any beef, so I stayed to sell. I got inside, now my girl is shaking. She didn't want to get her jewelry taken. I said, it's dark in the movie, hey, they won't find us. Then they walked in and sat right behind us, talking all loud, told all the good parts. I'm praying to myself, please, I hope they don't start. Then I heard mumbling, the words I couldn't figure.
Hey, yeah, when the movie's finished, we gonna get this nigga.
I kept my cool, cause I'm only one deep. 1 against 10, that's a hell of a beef. Now the mumbling's getting louder. I hear the scheme, but to me it's a dream. Maybe I'm wrong, you know the rules. So I kept my cool until they made a move. Somebody reached over and snatched her chain. Punched me in the grill, but I felt no pain. They tried to step, but I just couldn't let them. So I backed up and I wet them. Yeah. Now I...
And I'm out of here.
Me now. John Doe when I sling white rock, but not on a corner, I work in a spot. I used to work for a fast food joint, busting my chops, and still I had to hop on the train, cause my change was so small, but now I got a Benz with white walls.
Word.
I open up the spot every morning, and keep things in check for my boss. One day I saw him torture a worker with a hypodermic needle, for a $10 loss, but I got plans of my own. I don't wanna be another man's flunky. I know the ins and out of the drug game. Hey yo, I'm gonna make some dough off these junkies. I told my boss about my plans and said I wanna be my own man. Hey yo, I know you put me on, but yo, I gotta quit. I want my own shit. The scenario became a tearjerker. He even said I was his best worker, but I continued and he refused to listen. Became upset because I had ambition. Said he doesn't want me to leave, and that I better think it over if I still wanna breathe. Doesn't that sound like a threat? Hey yo, you wanna play that way? No sweat. He left the spot and said he'll be back. Huh? Fuck that, time to react. I looked across the room at the product. It was about $50,000 worth. Well, if the chips fall down, I'll just have to handle it. Yeah, so I'm stepping with the work. But now I'm 5,000, baby.
And I'm out of here.
Feet don't fail me now. John Doe when I had to move. I got into a beef, now a friend is deceased. I went to see my aunt who lives uptown. Niggas are clocking, no, I don't live around the block, but I'm by myself, so I'm chilling. Totally aware that they might start illing. I walked in the lobby, they were smoking fillies and making loud racket.
Yo, kid, run that jacket.
I tried to react, but I caught one. Yo, yo, you want beef, now you bought one. I barely escaped and said, I'll be back. Running home thinking of a counterattack. I told my man and we all got hyped. Hey yo, we wanna do something about this shit tonight. So everybody jumped in the MPV. Drove to the spot with the shotgun cocked. We got to the building, they were standing outside. They saw my face and began to race from the spot. But someone shot through the window. I emptied my clip, but my man got hit. So much blood that I just couldn't take it. Saying to myself, money ain't gonna make it. Now I feel guilty cause it was my beef. The neighborhood knows some friends don't speak. His older brothers keep looking at me, totally upset, and they keep making threats. Word is out that they want my head.
Yeah.
Said it's my fault that their little brother's dead. I understand, so I play down low and stay out of town till things die down. Now I
and I'm out of here.